This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Right. Oh, if you haven't watched episode 7 of the Traitor series 2, blah blah blah. Don't listen. Your mic's right in your front of your face. Best episode far.
Yeah.
Just gonna say it had everything. The tension they brought to the task was sublime.
Yeah, that was the task was much better.
Yeah. I think I'm just not it matters, but I think I need more time to decompress after the eps.
I know. I'm just staring out the window. Yeah.
I think moving forward, I'd like a little time with Petra to take it all in beforehand. Just have a little.
What do you mean? Imagine I'm Petra.
Oh, should we go to bed? All right, I'll lock up. No, go on. You can't do your tea. I'll lock up, bye. So much. I feel like.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say.
I wasn't thinking about the pod the whole time. I didn't give the pod one thought.
No, so I didn't. I'm not giving it much thought right this moment, to be honest with you.
Right.
That back and forth with Miles was really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah. I don't know how they didn't say, well, you know I know it's fucking you. Because I've been in a turret with you 4 times.
Yeah, right. Prick. I'll ask you a question. Get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Is Paul gone tomorrow?
Well, I thought he was gone tonight. At one point. I'd say in the last 3 eps, I thought he's gone at some point in the ep. So I don't know. But yeah, I would, my guess would be yes, but he's a magician. He's a fucking magician.
so much respect for him. He's a magician.
I also think he may be with, and I'm going to say it, and I hate saying this, a slightly better magician in Harry. That's my big thing. Harry's just too good.
But Paul could pull something out of the... You never know with Paul.
Paul could pull something out of his little Aris at any time.
So...
Who are they going to bring in?
So the episode ended with them bringing in another traitor. We don't know who he is. It's either Zach, Ross, or... Who's the other one?
Jasmine or...
Yeah.
Or the Greek
My
god.
Worry is with Zach... That he will say no and go, right, why are they choosing me? We know who, basically Paul would choose me because I'm onto him.
I think if they choose Zach, Zach is the only one out of all of them who would probably say no.
Yeah, so don't choose him.
Everyone else, like me, if I was in there, I'd go, fuck you, I want to be a traitor, because I basically want to see who it is. But I think
Ross,
Zach's...
Ross might go, no, you killed my mother.
You put my mother in a box.
I don't know. Jasmine, like, why?
Well, Jasmine... I don't know. Well, Jasmine was like, I don't know why she was even in the mix. I'd forgotten about her. Who was the other one? Greek god in his pajama, in his dressing gown, having grapes earlier.
I thought they were marshmallows.
They just...
Anthony, Andrew.
Andrew. Anthony, Andrew,
I think Zach will say no, and then they're buggered.
Do you know what? I think, well, whoever they bring in, Paul's thinking it's fodder, and Harry's thinking replacement.
Sorry, can you explain? What is Paul thinking?
Not really. I don't know what I mean. Well, Paul's thinking they're bringing a traitor in for them to get out. Do you know what I mean? So they go, it's him. And then...
Is that what they're doing?
I think that's what Paul thinks is happening.
They're bringing a traitor in, so for tomorrow, they're both going to get him out.
Or they're going to get him out, and it will throw them off the scent. They go, we've got another, traitor.
I'm right? Fucking tired.
But what Harry's... And I'm just taking every effort.
it's a lot to take in.
But that Harry's going, right, Paul's out, so I'm going to have a nice little traitor to chat with and basically have some turret time with. But what's happened?
I'm tired. It's difficult taking it all in, all the intricacies of the... Isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's just a telly show.
I didn't like seeing Paul cry and wobble. Do you see the trembling?
No, it's always been unpleasant. That.
But this is like a proper...
He went big. He went big this week. Like too big in places. You know when he had to pretend like it was all too much for him in the boxes and all that? Fucking your drink is stupid. It's like it's shrunk. God almighty, please use that as a clip. I'm just going to...
You know when he... Hang on. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That's going to make no sense on the pod. But when you look at the social media, it makes a lot of sense.
What did you just say then? This is really bad analysis of the episode, isn't it?
Who gives a shit?
I'm really struggling, though. It's like, it's really intense tonight.
Right, what I'm saying is, I was watching Paul and I was like, I think what he needs to do, Harry said it, rein it in a bit. He's doing a lot of...
It's working. He's been doing that for 2 weeks.
Do you know what's nuts?
Is that how all eyes aren't on Paul? It's so mental he's still there.
Yeah.
When Mars went, I'm a traitor, and everyone, yes, and everyone cuddling Paul going, you did ever so well. Like, you might go out of this.
I know, he's Houdini'd it again.
But there were a couple of chats, weren't they? Just
But also, did you... I don't know if my mic's on. Also, did you notice that Paul, this time it was a traitor? Because last time he went, and everyone else went, yes, and he was like, fuck. So this time it was, yes!
Yeah.
I've learned from last...
Back and forth, Miles. And do you know, it was a good move by Miles when he said, well, a traitor would.
That's a little stab on the way out, isn't it?
Well, when he sort of turned it, he go, well, that's a typical traitor thing to do.
I was like, oh, God.
Always in proper problems there.
There's a lot of... he's got a couple of safety nets, which is... this is one of his safety nets. He does this.
Yeah,
head in hands.
Hides himself, doesn't he?
Gives himself a little bit of thinking time. That's a bit of a safety net. I think it's... Well, I know we know, but... Oh, so many...
I'm going to be gutted when he goes.
Okay, I've got a question. When the Mileses started to mount up round the table, well, how were you reacting?
Oh, I was over the moon.
Yeah, I was punching the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
I loved when he said, if it's not Miles, banish me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good move.
Yeah, I did. A lot of people went, okay, you wouldn't say that unless you're a faithful or you know Miles is a.
Oh, it's so confusing, isn't it?
I would be such a sheep. I'd be going, he's not Paul. That's one we can tick off. We definitely know it's not Paul. I would totally be going like that.
Isn't it funny that no one, no one has mentioned Harry. No one in 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Well, that
surely
was the first
at
time
some
Miles
point
had a
someone
kick
would have said, what about Harry? Is that all in the edit?
No, I don't think it is. I just think everyone thinks he's a bit of a dimwit. When in fact, he's an absolute fucking genius.
I mean, the faithfuls that are obviously faithful, they're just relaxed, aren't they? Tell the ones because they're hiding behind their hands. But genuine faithfuls are just relaxed around the table.
Well, I think that of Ross. Like Ross today, I was like, if I was playing the game, I'd go, it's not Ross because he's so fucked off now about not knowing it was his
mum.
Yeah,
but you might go, like, oh, it's...
Well, yeah, exactly. It's the whole fucking point of the thing, isn't it?
When Harry went, that's, do you think that's two traitors having a go?
Yeah, yeah, sneaky little shit. Well, I'll tell you what I thought. I thought that's a bit unnecessary. Just kill one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That make no sense on the pod. Just no. Silence and then a giggle.
Oh, God. Look how red it is.
Yeah.
Such good TV.
It's the amount of people that on social media are going, I can't wait for Wednesday. And
I liked when Claudia came in the turret.
Giggling?
To see Paul. Yeah, she's smiling. I thought, I want to be your friend.
I think I am her friend. I've met her. Well, not a friend, but I think we are friendly.
Are you friends with Claudia Winkleman?
No, I'll change it. I'm friendly
Did
with
you
her.
Text her and go, great show tonight?
No, I don't have a number, and I think that would make her uncomfortable. What I mean is, if I saw her somewhere, we would be friendly.
Hi.
Yeah. I also think, you know, the way Paul in the turret has been, ha, 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 you know, this is great. He looks broken in it today. He's sort of like, he kind of took his hood off and I didn't believe the sort of big grin on his face for the first time.
Well, I'm not surprised. The stress of it. Fucking stress of that table.
I'll tell you what it isn't for them. When Miles, you could see Miles was sort of relieved when he stood up and went, oh, I'm a faithful, fuck all this. I'm done. There's definitely a weight off when you go, fuck it, goodbye.
There's so much swearing on this pod.
Sorry, that's
the
mine.
No, I said the fucking stress of it. Fucking round table. Fucking hell.
I doubled up on my sentence. Fuck all this fucking shit, I said. And I'm edited, so I'm not bleeping any of it or cutting it.
No.
Right. What else? There was so much. Can we just go through the edit? Diane, you were right about the edit with Diane. She was, she hadn't passed it on.
No.
Do you know what I thought?
Her being poisoned and the poison taking longer made breakfast.
Oh, love. Amazing.
Made breakfast tasty.
But also the whole day was better because everyone was tense and stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought if it was me, you and Jamie, say, Jamie, because I just got a text from Jamie Dimitri about it.
Oh, yeah.
If we were the traitors and we had to do...
Oh, it sounds fun.
Do the goblet thing, I think I'd be the one who'd have to do it.
What?
I think... I don't know. I just think I'm weak. I think I'd go, well, someone's got to do it. Might as well be me. Because I was thinking I'm Miles in that trio.
No, I think sometimes you are, but I think on TV, when you're being professional.
What? I'm hard as nails.
Yeah.
I've got a killer instinct.
Yeah, I think you might turn on me and go, you do the fucking goblet.
You shit. And take you off camera. Just fucking you do it.
Yeah. And I'll continue with this myth that I'm weak. Now leave the tarot.
Well, if you fucking even glance at me today.
Oh my God. I could not be a traitor.
No, I've.
Be faithful and get banished. Don't care.
Yeah. Even though the odds are fucking. Oh,
thing is, you don't choose it. You just get that little tap on the shoulder, don't you?
Yeah, but you just mustn't shine too much in the auditions.
Yeah. Do you think that's what it is?
Well, for Paul, yeah, but maybe like Ash, I'd be like, well, no offence, Ash. I can't imagine there was a Paul-type vibe coming.
My God.
Coming alive a bit now.
Yeah, I just can't imagine him being the traitor in that cast.
Oh, I would, same. I'd be like, I'd like to come down for breakfast. You imagine even breakfast. You can have 20 minutes of just whatever you say, having a nice breakfast, not going, oh, I've got fucking effing again. But I'm got to pretend. Oh, no!
I know. How small and how big to play it.
Oh, I'm just going, having a croissant and a... Oh, yeah, all right.
Paul doing his heavy breathing in the coffin.
Oh, and the leg twitching. That's what I mean. It was like, just don't do anything for 20 minutes. I think Harry's right. Just have a couple of hours off.
How do you think tomorrow's going to go? Who do you think they're going to pick? How do you think it's going to go?
When I walked in my office, I had it clear in my head. So this is what I think will happen. Harry will have persuaded Paul to bring Zach in. Paul hasn't heard Harry go, do you think it's two traitors attacking each other? And then...
Sorry, Paul hasn't heard oh, my God. Okay. Yeah,
so
I thought of that.
He brings Zach in.
Yeah, Paul hasn't heard it. Of course. Yeah,
they bring Zach in. Paul thinks Zach's up for the chop.
But Zach did say around the table, I'm not trusting you, Paul.
Yeah, so
and you'll be the one tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh no. If Miles isn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so Harry has persuaded Paul that there's enough chat about Zach that they could get him out. But what Harry's actually thinking is, we'll get you out, Paul, and I'll have some Zach in my turret. That's what she said.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now. Oh my God, it did. Look! David! Look at that! Look at
how
that.
Are you getting all that? Sorry, Joe's Zoom. He's got some effects.
Look at really. That. Is that going to be caught on the Zoom?
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, it's really good if you're looking at it. It's shit if you're listening to this as a pod.
I'm having fireworks at the back of my head. I don't want to take my thumbs down because it will stop. I'll stop it now. So yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. You, over to you.
I can't see Paul agreeing to having Zach in the turret. If he does, then I don't know how he's been.
Because Harry's told him that there's all eyes on Zach. When
yeah, maybe, but I think Paul will go. No, he was pointing at me over the table anyway.
Harry will go. They'll go Ross. Get him on side.
And I think Ross will go, no.
But I also think Zach might. But I think, I don't know, it must be really hard to turn down. But yeah, Ross.
Why would you want a traitor with them? What does that
Well, Harry was... Well, they are getting a traitor. And it's like... because Harry's told Paul, we'll then murder that traitor and take the heat off us.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't remember that bit.
In the turret.
Did they bring in a traitor to murder?
They said to take the heat off us.
Okay, so I just want to run that through. So say they get Ross. Next day, they start sowing seeds that Ross is being a bit weird.
Or even make it simpler. They get Ross in, or Zach, whatever. Then they go, just by chance, we think it's you, Ross, and he gets ousted on the round table. They go, yeah, I knew it wasn't Paul and Harry. That's why.
Right.
Take the heat off them. God, I'm talking like this is fact. It's mental. That's what I think. Right? I think it's...
Well, do you think at home? Please email us.
Email, phone us. No, don't do any of that. You won't reply.
Yeah. If he gets through tomorrow...
Oh, you've gone quiet. You've gone quiet. Quiet, you've gone quiet.
If he gets through tomorrow, flippity-skippity. That's what I said. I didn't think it... I didn't even think it'd make it to the third week, and now he's got through the next... I'm like...
Well... he's given us the most fantastic ride because he's glided for the first few eps and looked really cool. And then he's been on a knife edge for three. So we've had the most... Imagine like we knew Evie and we're like, our mate's hardly in it.
Yeah.
We've had front and centre every week. So it's been like, even when he hasn't been on the chop or near the chop, he's been the puppet master. And then...
Yeah.
He's been close to getting... He's Houdini'd three or four times.
No, he's been absolutely
fantastic.
He's given
us more than we could ever have dreamed of.
Yeah, he really has. He really has. Yeah.
And he's got a future in telly.
You know, just reading the traitor's tag.
What's the traitor? Oh, the... It has to be.
Yeah.
General vibe.
Well, and I think people are idiots. Mm-hmm. He's playing a fucking game. What's the whole point? The whole...
It's great.
That's what the game is. You're supposed to lie to one another to win.
Yeah.
That's what Paul's doing.
For two solid weeks, you try not going fucking mad.
Yeah, you try doing it.
Is that a band?
No, just someone on Twitter.
Honestly. Yeah, see
Nick
if you
West
come out
likes
this.
Paul. Paul is so good at this. # traitors. David Elliott, however, says that Paul lad is a right cock.
He's wrong. He's great company, actually.
Yeah, he is.
And I can't wait to chat to him. I cannot wait.
Oh, my God, that'll be amazing with Paul. What's the first thing? If you had 2 minutes in Paul's company...
Oh, imagine we could ask him one question.
One
now.
Question. What would you ask him now?
I think I'd ask you to ask it because I want it. I'm worried I'd waste it.
I don't know where to start with him.
No, I don't.
He has been absolutely superb.
Are you happy with the way you came across? No. Rubbish question.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd ask. Are you all right?
Do you think Miles believed he'd made friends for life? And
I mean, the way Zach was talking to him prior to the round table, where they just seemed like genuine friends, and he was just like, "I just think it's you."
Horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's also, I wonder if you feel guilty as a traitor, even though it was that Claudia's hand that did, as you said, dealt the
Yeah.
traitor.
God,
Start feeling
Paul
guilty.
was chosen as a traitor.
Out
It's
of
mad.
30,000 people.
So we've told everyone
One
this,
in
but
10,000.
We've got episodes of Paul auditioning, haven't we?
Going through the process of becoming world famous.
Yeah, like, and he told us all this last summer, and we couldn't believe it.
And now we're living it and we're tired.
But I remember him saying,
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. We really should be up for this.
I'm up for it.
No, we were tired.
Oh, yeah,
minutes ago.
But when he filmed it back in September, we were just both like, January can't come quick enough.
I've just had a thought.
What?
God. Do you remember after, like after we filmed it and stuff, and we were sort of chatting and stuff, and we said, "Oh no, we don't want to know anything." Imagine we knew we'd lost all of this tension.
Yeah.
Oh God, knowing
yeah,
how
because
he goes out.
We didn't say we were, but we weren't really. We always pretty sure we didn't want to know.
Well, it was only in the moment I realised I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But
God,
imagine
because
just
he
sitting
said there
down
was so
watching this.
much to tell us, and.
Yeah.
My word.
Well, wasn't he right? Imagine sitting through all that, knowing it. Oh, it'd be awful. Not being on the roller coaster with everyone. Oh, what a good decision. Oh, what's going to happen? Right, if he gets through this week,
If he just gets through tomorrow, it's unbelievable. I was quite tense putting on this tonight. I was like, oh no, I've got to go through all that. Fear of losing him. And it'll be even more so tomorrow night. I'm like, what? Why would they choose anyone other than Paul? Why would you go, do you know what? I'm going for Evie, not Paul.
Well, because
you
it's
know what?
so
I fancy having a
confused.
go at Jasmine.
Well, probably because every time you're certain, well, most times you're certain, they go, I'm 100% faithful. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, what about Jazz? Saying,
oh, I think, oh, at the end.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Miles, I don't think you're a traitor.
No.
And then when he said, I'm a traitor, and Jack went, oh, and yeah, Jazz went, oh, that was good. Do you think that's played with Jazz's brain now? Do you think he's now thinking, well, I thought it was Paul?
Well, no, well, that's what I thought you were talking about. You know when there's they walk through the hallway bit, Jazz went, well, I don't know anything then.
Yeah.
I always get it wrong. I was like, he's off the hook. Paul's off the hook with Jazz.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yes. And then they went, a couple of people went, that's still Paul, isn't it?
Yeah, you only need Zach to say to Jazz. Yeah,
but that's why you get Zach in.
Bloody Harry.
Being too good. Wish Harry was our mate.
Yeah,
as well.
But Harry saying, oh, there's those two are traitors.
Well, that's what I'll tell you.
That
I
should
did...
be against the rules. You don't do that round the round table, Harry. Do you?
That's exactly what you do.
No, you don't whisper.
Oh,
you
don't
say
whisper.
It to the table.
Ooh.
That'll be a rule. I bet you, series three, no whispering.
Oh,
to your neighbour.
No whispering if you think they're both traitors. Very specific things they have to remember.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Do.
Yeah.
I can't see him getting out tomorrow. I think it's so annoying Harry's so good. He summed it up when he said, Paul thinks he's doing everything his way, but little does he know.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, Harry, you're bloody right, mate.
But then I go, aha, but Paul's got you, Harry.
No, I don't
Paul's
think that
tricked
anymore.
You into thinking that Paul thinks he's the puppet
I
master.
Thought that in episodes 1 and 2 and maybe 3, but
do you
now
remember
I
when
don't...
Paul tricked us during the audition process? He absolutely double bluffed us.
Yeah, well, let's not say what that is. But I think it's all getting too much and he hasn't got the brain space to do stuff like that anymore. I think he's
I think it's all a tightrope and he's got loads of brain space.
I really, really don't.
I really hope he's in complete control.
Completely done in. And he's doing a lot of hand in face because it's just so draining. I really do think he's at the end of his tether. It's quite weird on social media. Like, obviously, now he's out, he's all calm again. So he's not sort of tweeting like the man in the show. You know, like, because if they said now, if you were doing it live, they'd now tweet, you wouldn't be tweeting in the relaxed way.
What if the producer said, could you tweet throughout this episode?
Yeah, as you were doing it, you had to sort of write tweets that would then go out.
Fuck that.
You'd just be like, I'm exhausted. I can't do this anymore.
Do you think he's sleeping at the moment?
Or in the show or in...
No, not in the show.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah.
I reckon not. He hasn't got his normal sleep pattern because there's too... It's like... I'm trying to think of major events. It's like... Night before your wedding, so much going in your brain. Do you know what I mean? It's like he's got like I've got like 7 million people looking at me.
I know. He can't be sleeping.
Well, he's just emailed. Should we ask him?
Has he?
Just because I sent him an email earlier saying I hope you stay in it. He said so. I messaged.
What a lovely message from him.
I'm really hoping I don't have heartbroken this week. He said, oh, my God, it's so tense watching it back. All the feelings coming back. Oh my God. Should we ask him, are you sleeping well at the moment? See if he gets back in the next couple of minutes. It's a lovely little end to the pod, isn't it, finding out if Paul's sleeping well.
I hope he is. The only reason I ask is when we wrote Rovers. When series one came out, I'm not sure I went to bed until about 2:30 after ep one came out. I think, honestly,
hunting for tweets that weren't coming.
No, they were coming on ep one, but they were just slagging us off.
I remember the slagging off bit, but I also remember thinking it wasn't really a floodgate. It's not going to be like this, where the whole country's making decisions.
No. That's what I mean. If I wasn't going to bed till 2 a.m. during Rovers Ep 1, Christ knows what Paul's going through.
So you've replied. Let's see if Paul replies. There's no way you're making it through, or is there? Please don't. Yeah. Oh, God. He won't reply. I got through, I think, will he?
No.
That'd be mad as a listener going, they have direct access to one of the star of the traitors, just like that. You can just email him.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of power on this pod.
Power of the pod.
Joe knows Claudia Winkleman.
Well, I don't know. I would be comfortable to say hello to her.
Joe is comfortable enough to say hello to Claudia Winkleman.
We've both just emailed Paul Gorton.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Well, I think we've covered that.
It got going.
In our own way.
In our own unique.
Quirky way.
Doesn't really work at night, does it? We both need a good night's sleep.
Well, I really enjoyed that. It was brilliant. And Christ knows what's going to happen to tonight when you listen to this.
I really want him to reply. I was there. So yeah. Quickly. Come on, refreshing madly. Oh, fuck. No, can't be asked to wait then. Should we not wait?
I'll give it a minute.
Okay. Okay, let's just think of a question. Who is going to make the final? And I'm going to throw
that's a good
one
question.
In. Molly. Not
who's Molly?
Exactly.
Molly?
Young.
Oh, she cried. Did she cry?
Yeah, she got upset.
That's what I mean. She just feels like a faithful.
Yeah, because she's behaving normally.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just some people like Ross. I'm like, I know you're faithful.
I think all the traitors will be found. Maybe Harry will survive. But I think he'll be found out.
He's replied, but he's replied to you. He said, there's life in the old dog yet, which is obviously about today's it. But he hasn't replied, are you sleeping?
Or is he suggesting?
Well, no.
He doesn't give anything away. Just exactly.
And that is why he's in with a chance.
I'd like to play a lying game with him when we meet up with him. I wonder if there's some kind of game involving lying. That'd be fun.
Yeah, what would that be? I don't know. In the audition thing, I had to say two truths and a lie, didn't I?
Can I do a quick game with you?
Okay.
I used to play cricket with a man called Andrew Brookman.
Was that your truth or lie?
Yeah.
It meant to be sort of something fantastical.
No.
Andrew Brookman. I think you've missed. It's me. All right. I went to school with someone called Simon.
No, that's your truth or truth or lie.
Lie. He wasn't called that. It was called Andrew Pantherman or something.
That's made it all about.
What is it real?
No.
You made it up. Yeah, I told you. Did I go to school with someone called Simon Dalding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Stupid fucking
And game. On that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, I'm a sleeper. Head down and gone within seconds.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know. That's amazing.
And he said,
well, you're not like me, because I would have been so stressed doing this.
And I don't think you'd have liked. And he also says, can't wait to tell you how life has changed since it's been on. 2 weeks and we'll have all the chats.
Well, hopefully on the new pod.
Oh, we've got a new pod coming up. Rising Star. Oh, and also Andy Goldstein keeps bringing up the 24-hour pod. Night night, everyone.
Good night. See you. Bye-bye. Well done, Paul.
Yeah, love you, Paul. Oh,